Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يخلقكم في بطون أمهاتكم خلقا من بعد خلق في ظلمات ثلاث ذلكم الله ربكم لا إله إلا هو فأنا تصرفون صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters that are listening, Alhamdulillah, in our Jumu'ah session, we touched on a very important topic. What is the definition of kufr, or someone who is a kafir? The definition of kufr and the meaning of someone who is a kafir can also mean that person who rejects Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be his creator. That person who rejects Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be his creator, Khaliq. And in this world, human beings are divided into two groups. There is one group that believes that our Khaliq and the creator of insan and everything else is Allah. And sadly, the more intelligent the modern man has become, instead of getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we see that he has distanced himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he does not recognize Allah to be the creator. And so that is why it's very, very important as Muslims, we have to be very careful where we are getting our information from. Who you are going to lend your ears to. Your ears, both to the side, are very powerful organs that Allah has given insan, and we should be misers and we should be very, very careful who we listen to. Don't allow your ear to access everything. Be very careful. The information given to you has to be right. That is why I touched on this in Jumu'ah, and I just want to repeat it in case somebody might not be present in Jumu'ah here. Look at the gustakhi, the disrespect that shaitan has taught human beings to disrespect Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam. Disrespecting Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam. But going far back to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. And what our children are taught in schools is that human beings, were uncivilized. So, al-iyazu billah, you are disrespecting who? Who? Hazrat-e Adam. And they could not even speak. They were doing who. This is the kind of cartoons and the depictions they show. They were rough people, uncivilized, barbaric, stone age people. Give them fancy scientific names. Neanderthal man. I don't know what they give. Achche achche naam de do. Fancy names, you know. Very clever man. You give fancy words, you know, very clever. He knows, he's very educated. He speaks fancy words. And they were naked people eating raw meat. They would not get married. They would do zina. They were murderers. They were savages, and they would kill each other. And who are you directing all this to? Hazrat-e Adam alayhi salam. But when you look at the report of the Quran, Adam alayhi salam was considered to be one of the most intelligent messengers that Allah has sent in this dunya. Most intelligent. Just one of his mu'jiza, miracle given to him, is that Adam alayhi salam could speak every language that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted humanity to speak. Every language. And وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءِ. Allah made him an alim of this earth. In simple words, Allah made him the alim of this earth. He knew everything. What to eat, what not to eat. In fact, there was so much haya in him that by eating whatever he had to eat, and then the clothes of Jannah were taken out, immediately he was still covering himself. What was he? That is the level of haya that is in Anbiya alayhi salam. And with great respect he came down in dunya. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had inspired him about everything. So we should be very careful, you know, when we are reading books or whatever we see. Alhamdulillah, our Nabi and this human progeny, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them a lot of karamat and izzah and honor. But the world, subhanallah, when they want to promote their agenda, they will make something that is false to be true. And they will teach our children that, oh, human beings have been around since thousands of years. That is why we haven't seen with our eyes a monkey to be a human being. We haven't seen it. Well, who saw it? Well, we don't know who saw it, but we... So they had to give millions of years. All a pack of lies. So my young friends, our knowledge should be from the Quran and Sunnah. If there is any information that is given to you that is against the Quran and the Sunnah, you simply throw it in the dustbin. Discard it. It is of no benefit to anyone. Knowledge is that, alhamdulillah, that is going to benefit you. And benefit you in this world and benefit you also in the hereafter. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it came to the creation of Adam alayhi salatu was salam, Allah created him without parda, without any form of a screen or a veil, without any parda. And he was created way in the heavens. I'm not going to repeat my Jumu'ah bayan because we did explain exactly how Adam alayhi salatu was salam came into existence. But he was created up in the heavens. And mashallah, then when he came down in this dunya, the system Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has introduced is slightly different from his own creation. And so the Quran speaks about insan to be created in the way Adam alayhi salam was created, and then very different how other human beings have come into existence. But then the material that has been used to create insan in general, every one of us, is this earthly material. That we are made from this earth. So Adam alayhi salam was created and designed by Allah in the heavens. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the ruh inside him. And until now nobody knows what is ruh. Even in the modern world, they don't know what is ruh. Allah says in the Quran, وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. You've hardly been given any knowledge about this ruh. So this ruh is the creation of Allah. As it enters into the body, a person becomes alive. This is how Adam alayhi salatu was salam was created. And how are we created and how do we come into this dunya? And this also is the kudrat of Allah, subhanallah. One needs to marvel at the might and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how He creates. Every human being after Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, the creation is in this veil. In this veil, in parda. Allah creates that. And so this type of creation for the common man is mentioned in the Quran. يَخْلُقُكُمْ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates you in the wombs of your mothers. In the wombs of your mother. خَلْقًا مِّن بَعْدِ خَلْقٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ ثَلَاثٍ. In different stages, from one stage to another stage, from one stage of creation to another stage of creation, and in three layers of darkness. In three layers of darkness. Look at the kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my respected brothers. Today, if a company wants to make one small gadget. He will want to have this huge factory, a lot of space, the right tools, the right machinery, a team of people that are working night shift and day shift. The lights have to be there. And everyone has to connect to one another to produce one small gadget. This entire factory, all the actions that are taken together to make that one small gadget. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, look at my power. Your partner is sleeping, moving, eating, talking, traveling, doing tawaf, doing hajj, whatever she may be doing. And no lights inside, no engineers inside, no doctors inside, no tools inside, no material taken inside. Allahu Akbar. Just one drop of semen. One drop of semen. I can create you with one drop of semen. Bas. That is my power. I created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam openly in front of you. Don't forget I am your creator. And what is my wisdom to create the rest of you in this way? Allah is saying, يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاء. Don't think that I am restricted in creating anyone however I want. I can create whatever I want. But even this kind of creation is of your benefit. creating you in this way is of your benefit. When a man has this intimate relationship with a woman in the form of nikah, then generally there are two types of desire. One is halal desire and one is haram desire. So Allah has made lawful halal desire. So with two people in a relationship, you will also physically feel at peace, and that you will feel that you have a strong relationship. What is it? You will have a strong relationship. And this is the wisdom. That when a man and a woman have this intimate relationship, it is going to be something that they will also enjoy in this dunya. Allah has made this dunya for people also to enjoy. Not that it's just you have to read Fajr, Zohar, Asr and don't do anything else. No, you can enjoy, but in the halal way. And then to make the relationship even stronger, possibly in this relationship, Allah will show you the miracle that Allah will bless you with a child. Allah will bless you with a child. This is the qudrat of Allah. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ Allah is saying, that is your Lord. لَهُ الْمُلْكُ To Him belongs the complete sovereignty. لَهُ مُلْكُ ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ لَهُ الْمُلْكُ فَأَنَّا تُصْرَفُونَ Where are you? In which direction are you moving? إِن تَكْفُرُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنْكُمْ And if you turn away from Allah, Allah does not need you. Allah does not need anyone. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His beautiful kalam has shown us the most important attribute, and that He is a khaliq, He is the creator, so that the shaitan cannot tamper with your mind and take your mind in another direction to say, Aliyazu billah, you know, we just came into this dunya by accident, or that person is the creator, or that person, or something happened, and this happened, and that happened. So we have this clear understanding that our Rabb is who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is how insan comes in this dunya. As for Adam alayhi salam, then every human being is perfectly created with the image of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. And when you look at the Quran, what is amazing is Allah says, فَإِذَا سَوَّيْتُهُ Perfect measurements, and also perfect, you know, the organs in the proper proportion. Subhanallah. So today I said to my daughter, I want you to measure my fingers. Kya hai? Just to see, subhanallah. And you know, we need to actually wonder that, look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how Allah has created. If all the fingers were same, and if you were to grip a ball, it would not be the same. For you to have that very strong grip, you have to have this appraisable thumb. And subhanallah, you know, 50 millimeters thumb, and your index finger and your middle ring finger approximately say 70 millimeters, and then your middle finger approximately 72 millimeters, you know. Yeh sabse bari hai na middle finger. Yeah. Subhanallah, the kudrat of Allah. Allah is saying, look how I created you. And your little finger 56 millimeter, choti ungli. Sorry, 65. So everything Allah has created in proportion. Kabhi ghor kare Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His power, your ear, your tongue, your eyes, your internal organs, everything perfectly. He created Adam alayhi salam, the witness were the malaika, and also the jinns that were there, that jinn, which later on had to come down in dunya and became Iblis. But then, subhanallah, how insan in a very compact manner inside the womb, in this mini universe, in this mini small section, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is creating insan. Now if Allah wanted, like how the ruh comes from the heavens and the angels bring it down and insert it in the womb, Allah Pak could have made this ready-made baby, parcel it from the heavens straight into the stomach, and it was easy. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't do it this way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to show insan that later on you will make great advancement in medicine, in technology, in embryology, and you will see. And by looking at how Allah is creating you from one stage to another stage, 40 days you look like something. After another 40 days you look like something else. Then after another 40 days when the ruh is inside you, you look very, very different. And then when the child is born, subhanallah, you look very different, very beautiful. So Allah made it that way. That you are never to forget that He is the only one who is our creator. And this sifat al-khaliqu is very important for us to understand in an age in which we see that people are promoting atheism. What are they?
Atheism.
Promoting atheism. So we have to be very careful that it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is our creator. Now, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created insan, and when the first man who is created is who? Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. You know, they say that Hinduism is the oldest religion in the world. Ye gold medal ka jhoot. You should get a... No, I think shall we give gold medal to the evolution guys? Make humans monkeys. Same category. Sab chor. What are they? Chor ke bhai ghanti chor. The lies that are out there. Ya Allah. You know, our Muslim children also think, oh, you know what, Hinduism is the oldest religion. Kamal. You know, talk, because this is what is fed to our children. Bhai, how can Hinduism be the oldest religion when, let me put it to you in, you know, in a way of logic for us to understand. Who is the first man Allah created? And what was his religion? And what was he? Are Muslim to the, but what was he? Nabi. What was he? Nabi. MashaAllah. He is a Nabi. He is a Nabi of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not start this line of human beings with kufr aliyazu billah. He is Rahman and Rahim. He started this line of human beings to live in this dunya, not even with a common Muslim, but with a Nabi. Imagine how merciful Allah is that the first man is selected to be a Nabi. It could have been, you know, a Nabi comes after 50 years, after 10 years, after 20 years, but no. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is protecting humanity so much because it is not the lions and the dogs and the horses and the fishes, the dolphins, the whales, that Allah created this dunya, and Allah wants the whales and the dolphins and the horses and the cheetahs and the lions and the dogs to go to Jannah. Did Allah create Jannah for them? No. Allah has not created Jannah for none of the things what we have mentioned. In fact, they will just become mitti, finished. They will be part of the soil and finish. It is only this group of people, human beings that Allah has created, and to protect the human being from the scourge of shaitan, because when Adam alayhi salam came down, with him also who came? Hawa to aayi thi, lekin, follow me. Iblis, mashallah. Who came down? Iblis. Shaitan came down. And what did shaitan say? قال فبعزتك لأغوينهم أجمعين. Look at the arrogance Shaitan has got. He said, by your glory, O Allah, I will mislead the children of Adam alayhi salam. I will mislead them. لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. And except for those who are going to be solid Muslims. What are they going to be? Are we solid Muslims? Raise your hands. Inshallah, we are solid Muslims. Solid. Well, مضبوط Muslims. That is what we have to be. إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then answered him. قَالَ فَالْحَقُّ وَالْحَقَّ أَقُولُ. You know, I am haq and I will speak haq. لَأَمْلَأَنَّ جَهَنَّمَ مِنْكَ وَمِمَّنْ تَبِعَكَ مِنْهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. I am going to throw you in Jahannam first. And then I'm going to throw everyone that follows you also in my fire. In Jahannam. Allah save us. So Shaitan came in this dunya with the intention to make sure that he will divert the children of Adam alayhi salam from understanding that Allah is the one who is our creator. Now I said the first religion and the only, I don't want to say first religion, the only religion that is in this dunya from the beginning is what? Islam. Understand that. This is something very important for you to understand. Adam alayhi salam was the Nabi of Allah. All of his children were all Muslims. He taught them taharat, how to be clean, how to eat, what is halal, what you can eat, what you can't eat, how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of these things. And Adam alayhi salatu wa salam came, Shish alayhi salam came, Idris alayhi salam came. These are the very early messengers. Very early messengers. Idris, Shish alayhi salam, Adam alayhi salam. Until that entire period of time, there was not a single kafir. There was not a single kafir. In fact, piety was such that later on in the area and in locality, now we are going to explain, then why is it that there are so many other false religions that are out there? So how did the false religion come about? What is the starting point? So we need to understand this. Never ever on this earth did anyone worship anyone else but Allah. The time from Adam alayhi salam to Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam is 1200 years. How many years? Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam is the first Rasul. It was in his time, for the first time, Adam alayhi salatu wa salam's children noticed that there were some people that were worshipping something else other than Allah. And who were they worshipping? Who were they worshipping? They were worshipping the names of five individuals that they took to be gods. They were individuals, five gods. Quran speaks about that. Wad, Suwa', Yaghuth, Ya'uq, and Nasr. Wad, Suwa', Yaghuth, Ya'uq, and Nasr. These five were considered to be the awliyaullah. What were they? Awliya, friends of Allah. And they worshipped Allah and they were very, very pious. When the five individual passed away, Shaitan came in the form of a very old man and he started to talk to the people which he selected, and he knew that their iman is a bit weak. So he started saying to them that in your tribe, this wali of Allah, his grave is here. What? Look, this is his grave. He has passed away. And you people have already forgotten him. already forgotten him. So, at least get someone who is an artist to draw and paint his face and put his face on your walls. And he went to the other tribe where Suwa was, Yaghuth was, Ya'uq was, and Nasr was. And slowly what they started doing is that they got the faces framed up. And then he took it to the next step. He says, the frame is not good enough. Why don't you make their idols? Make their idols. So now idols were made. And when idols were made, he started teaching them that, look, if you want rizq and barakat in your life, like, you know, you get some people who have their peer's photo in their pocket. Huh? Bhai, if your wife has got your photo on the mobile phone, at least that is good enough. You understand? But they have the peer's photo. And they say, you know, if by having the photo we get barakat, this kind of, you know, being very superstitious minded people. So this is how shaitan worked with them. And slowly, for the first time, you know, when they say that Hinduism is the first religion and the oldest religion, actually it's not Hinduism. Idol worshipping came about nearly 1100 years after Adam alayhi salam, going into the time of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu was salam. And when Nuh alayhi salatu was salam was sent, he was shocked and very angry that from my father Shish and Idris, and going back to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, okay, people did some wrong things and we did guna and we did sins, that was different, but none of them did kufr. They all worshipped Allah. And here you have a group of people split in five categories already starting idol worshipping. And he started his work to invite them. قال ربي إني دعوت قومي ليلا ونهارا لو ونهارا. And he started working with them. And then a time came when Nuh alayhi salam got so fed up because they were so stubborn. When he said, turn to Allah, his very own son left him. Kan'an. His son left him. His name is Kan'an. And then in the Quran he says, وَقَالَ نُوحُ الرَّبِّ لَا تَذَرْ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ دَيَّارًا. O my Allah, إِنَّكَ إِن تَذَرْهُمْ يُضِلُّ عِبَادَكَ. Allah, if you leave them, they will only spoil others and make them kafir. And look what he says, وَلَا يَلِدُوا إِلَّا فَاجِرًا كَفَّارًا. I think that if a woman is going to give birth, she will only give birth to a kafir child. When he said that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, okay, no, we will decimate and wipe out all the kuffars. What will we do? From Adam alayhi salam, this is the first batch of kufr. Understand? Which is it? The first batch of kufr. This first batch of kufr was destroyed. And they were destroyed because of the, what was it? The floods that happened. All of them. And it comes that it is only from the children of Nuh alayhi salatu was salam that human beings thereafter came in this dunya. And so from the children of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu was salam, just to give you some examples, Kan'an was a non-Muslim. Yafith, Ham and Sam. Yafith, Ham and Sam. From Yafith, you got the people that are living in Central Asia, all the Chinese people. In fact, some have even said the Anglo-Saxon are also from Yafith. What are they? Yafith. And Ham, from Ham, is the people of Iran, India, Sindh, and that part of the zone. So Yafis, Ham and Sam. And from Sam, the children that were of dark skinned towards Sudan and that zone at that time, the children were born. And so this is how slowly, after the floods of Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam again, that is why Nuh alayhi salam is known as the second Adam alayhi salam, the second father and the progenitor. And this is how again humanity started to come in this dunya and humanity was dispersed. Itni baat samme aayi? And the ark of Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam had stationed after many months when the floods came down in the zone of Turkey, in the zone of Turkey, in the Turkish mountainous region. And one of the mountains in Turkey is known as Judi. It is known as Judi. Wastawat alal Judi. The Quran says that the ark stationed and stopped at the mountain of Judi. There are also pictures of this mountain which is in Turkey. And that is why later on Nuh alayhi salam then went towards the northern section of Iraq to also invite other people. So this was the first batch of kufr. Then the second wave of kufr. So you had Muslims, and then now the second wave of kufr. The second wave of kufr that started other religions that are about to come out was when the Qawm of Aad and Thamud came. Now the Qawm of Aad and Thamud were very strong, powerful people. The Quran says that these were people that had carved out houses from the mountains. Man ashaddu minna quwwa. Physically they were very strong people and they would take pride in their strength and they would say that we are extremely sophisticated and who are you and who is there to fight us? Wa ila adin akhahum huda. Hazrat Hud was sent to the people of Ad. Wa ila thamuda akhahum saliha. And to the people of Thamud, Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu was salam was sent. But again, these two communities also did not listen to Hazrat Hud alayhi salam and Hazrat Salih alayhi salam. They were again very, very stubborn in their kufr, rejected the teaching of Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam. In fact, they wanted to compromise with Salih alayhi salam. And they said to Salih alayhi salam, look at our strength. You know, we work with stones, you know, masonry people. And we carve out houses from the mountains. And so we are strong people. Salih, if you are strong, then this rock that is in front of you, from this rock, if you can show us a miracle that a pregnant she camel is born, a pregnant she camel comes out and immediately gives birth, then we will believe you. So they felt that, you know, this is hard for him from something that is a rock. How can a camel come out? Salih alayhi salam is making dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his dua. In front of them they saw that from what was stone, a she camel came out pregnant and gave birth. And it was a huge animal. But these were people who were very arrogant in their ways. And they, aliyazu billah, killed that camel and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then also punished them. What did Allah do also? Punish them. If you look at the Quran and the Kalam of Allah, every Nabi generally that people disobeyed, the community was punished. The community was punished immediately. So this was the first and the second batch of kufr that was in this dunya. So now you have again Muslims and then you had Anbiya that came and people were not believing in them. Then when Ibrahim alayhi salam came, at that time the numbers of human beings were a lot. Humans were in many numbers. So you had many civilizations when Ibrahim alayhi salam came in this dunya. A lot of different kind of communities that were living in different parts of the world, and Ibrahim alayhi salam came. Look at the shan of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Kufr is in his neighborhood. Kufr is at the front door. Again, the father and the people around him in which he was born, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam had to work very hard to make sure that they also become people of Tawheed. So now you see that the third batch of kufr that had started with Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, it was already there. Subhanallah, the difficulty that he went through. And then after that came the Banu Israel, going all the way to the time of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. Now, when Musa alayhi salam came about, the Jewish community, one group of people was Muwahid, worshipping Allah and respecting the scriptures. But then slowly again, what they started doing is they started disrespecting the messenger and mocking the messenger, and that is how slowly also kufr came into them, and they started calling also Uzair the son of God and things like that. So kufr also came into them because they rejected the scriptures and they rejected the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then so this is where you get Judaism in modern day. In modern day religion, where do you get? What do you get? Judaism. So Judaism is from already the teachings of a Nabi, but the wrong teaching of a Nabi. The wrong way of taking the teachings of a Nabi. That is very important. And then idol worshipping, of course, you had seen this started in Nuh alayhi salam's time, Qawm-e Aad, Qawm-e Thamud, and also Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam's time. And then another religion came about in the name of Christianity. And this was a very high level shirk. How did Shaitan deceive them? Shaitan deceived them by making sure that the people actually take the Nabi of Allah to be the Son of God. Aliyazubillah. So Christianity, instead of becoming Muslims, so the general law was for everyone to be on the right path. This is something for us to understand. Every time a Nabi would come, you would have to accept the teachings of the Nabi of the time. This is something very important for us to understand. Because Islam, this religion, is from day one. So all of the Anbiya that came, all of them were who? Muslims. But then when they corrupted the message of the scriptures, then this group was formed and a label was given to them, and there was this perversion that came from them, and a kind of a new identity, a new religion that came about. And so Christianity came about when they took Isa alayhi salatu was salam to be the son of God, aliyazu billah. When Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam came, already there was Judaism, there was also Christianity, and there was also idol worshipping, polytheism, mushriks were also there. In fact, mushriks were also in Makkah Mukarramah. And so when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam came, what should have happened is that the Jews should have accepted Rasulullah and the Christians should have accepted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they should have become Muslims because he is the Nabi of the time. And so that is why this ummah now is the ummah which follows Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and can only be labeled as being a Muslim and nobody else. So if you say that, you know what, I'm a Christian and I will go to Jannah, or I'm a Yahudi and I will go to Jannah, aliyazu billah, that is kufr. What is it? That is going against the text of the Quran. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. The Yahud did shirk, the Christians did shirk. And this is not even a religion, this is their own version of religion. And so with this ummah, what will happen now? Just to very quickly understand that how other religions came about and that Islam is there from day one, we should thank Allah that we are Muslims. What is the future? The future is that there will be so many other religions also, and people of faith, wrong belief, atheist and whatever, until a time comes that the Nabi of Allah will come, whose name will be Isa alayhi salam. Isa alayhi salam will come after the coming of Dajjal. Remember that. Isa alayhi salam will come after the coming of Dajjal. He won't come before Dajjal. He will come after the coming of Dajjal. Khair, we won't go into that. But when Isa alayhi salatu wasalam comes in this dunya again, it is said that, mashallah, many of the people who are from the Ahle Kitab, the people of the book, they will revert back to Islam. Because they will see Isa alayhi salam to be a Muslim. And then a time will come that everyone will be Muslim. Everyone will be. And they will be so much barakat in this dunya. So much barakat. Subhanallah. And this will be a very short period of time. And then thereafter again this regress and turning back to the wrong actions. Then again idol worshipping will come. And this will be close to the time of Qiyamah. When Allah will want the angels to blow the trumpet. Nafkhe sur. And so the rule is that the day of Qiyamah will not come even if there is one person who is taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So after Isa alayhi salam, it will be good days, majority and most of the people will be Muslims. And then after that, again slowly but very quickly, what will happen? That the Muslims and the pious people will pass away, and slowly it will only be what we call shirarul khalq, that the worst people will remain alive. Until there is no one who is a Muslim, immediately at that time, the day of Qiyamah will strike straight away. At that time, the Malik, the angel, the Malak will blow into the trumpet, and everyone that is alive will also die. Everyone, all of humanity will die. And this last batch of people will be considered to be the worst of the people. So my respected brothers and elders, very briefly, what we need to understand is that alhamdulillah, Allah created Adam alayhi salam in a very unique way. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created every single one of us also in a very unique way, how we come into this dunya. And the creator and khaliq is only one, number one. And number two, the only religion in this dunya from day one has been Islam. And the only people who will go to Jannah are the people of Islam. Be it whoever, whichever Nabi they followed. But if they had saved themselves from shirk and they were following the teachings of the Nabi, they are also considered to be Muslims. And the day of Qiyamah will come upon the people of Kufr. So this is something that we have to make sure that we know, and this is part of our aqeedah. And so we have to make sure that alhamdulillah, our iman is very, very strong in these matters. We understand and we study the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the attributes is Allah is most powerful. Allah is alim and Allah is khaliq, and He is the creator of everything that you see. And the kufr that you see, different religions that are out there, is because shaitan has made them go gumrah. Shaitan has given them the wrong understanding. So we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has given us the guidance. That is why every day in the morning, every day in the evening, we should always read this wazifa, رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبًّا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد نبيا صلى الله عليه وسلم. And for the fathers that are here, remember, the father's dua is accepted very quickly. So you don't need to go to anyone else. Make dua for your children. And the dua you should make shouldn't just be about dunya. One should be making dua that Allah make sure that all of my children, their children, my entire progeny until the day of Qiyamah are in the state of Iman and we all go to Jannah. That is the dua we should all be making. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Inshallah, just for a few minutes, if you can shut your eyes and inshallah think that your heart is taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المرسلين. اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.